Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are yet again. Yes, where does the time go? I know, 9 o'clock, Saturday night, jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz from myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And yes, they're back. Well, I mean, I know the autumn school term is underway, but what I was talking about is the exciting run-up to Britain's biggest jazz event, the London Jazz Festival. So just a couple of months to buy your tickets if you fancy a trip to the Big Smoke for some live jazz after a drought lasting for the best part of 2 years. Not to mention some great live jazz coming up at the Isle of Man with the Peel Centenary Centre hosting Martin Taylor and Martin Simpson in duet, not to mention the inaugural Port Erin Jazz Festival with the irrepressible Alan Barnes and his pianistic partner in crime, the fantastic Dave Newton, backed by the Leeds College Music House Band and a host of surprise guests, all happening the same weekend, typical, the 8th and 9th of October. Tickets for both events are now available. So what festival favourites have you been spinning this week, H?
I do have some festival favourites. I have a young man who will be appearing at the festival this year. I've got an even younger man who will be appearing at the festival this year, though not as young as he once was. And I have two, I'll probably put them back to back if I can, notable dates, birthdays both, and also another very notable date for one and for us all.
Fantastic. And for me, well, a climbing frame for buildings, a sleepy selection of superstars, an immovable object at the kickoff. But they do say that a little of what you fancy does you good, so do it.
No, why not?
We'll be right back. from the fantastic Gareth Loughrane Big Band 2017 release, Fist Fight at the Barn Dance. And yes, Gareth and the band will be making an appearance at this year's London Jazz Festival. So not one to miss, performing at Spice Jazz Soho. If you know it, it's a pretty small, tight-fitting basement venue, which with a big band in, it'll be even tighter fit. But a great band too, to name a few of the 20-strong bands: Steve Fishwick, Andy Greenwood, Mark Nightingale, Barnaby Dickinson, Mike Outram on guitar there, Ross Stanley, Britain's answer to Jimmy Smith and Dr. Lonnie rolled into one, and the hardest working Hammond man around, and Johnny Mansfield on vibes and marimba, and of course the great Gareth Loughrane on flute.
Terrific stuff. And yeah, we saw a big band there a number of years ago now, didn't we? And I'm trying to think.
It was Laura Jird.
It was Laura Jird, I think,
wasn't it,
with a big band?
Chaos Orchestra.
Yeah, it's cracking stuff. And it is, as you say, once you've got a big band in there, quite cosy. Not maybe for the claustrophobic, but no, it's still space to move around just about, but a cracking sight and right in the heart of the West End as well. And good food as well, by the way. Hopefully we will be there. We've got some more looking forward to the festival coming up in a few minutes. But first, a couple of notable dates. Two birthdays, and also you might have remembered, of course, 9/11 just gone past. And these all tie in the next couple of tracks, which we'll back-to-back in a little twofer, as they say. The birthdays, great names both. Sonny Rollins, and first, Elvin Jones.
Thank you.
Clifton Anderson on trombone there, Stephen Scott piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Perry Wilson drums, and Kamati Dinazulu on percussion. From Sonny Rollins' album, Without a Song, the 9/11 concert. And yeah, this was one brought out very much to mark, of course, this very day, 11th of September. And 9/11 affected Sonny more than many. He lived only a couple of blocks away, and so was very much caught up in the horror of the whole situation. And there was a picture somewhere of, him being evacuated, still clutching his saxophone in its case, which I think sort of got it onto news and such like. And he sort of, escaped with his saxophone and left everything else. His wife, Lucille, happily was in their upstate New York home, so well away from trouble. Sonny was in his 70s at the time and didn't really know what to do. He had a concert scheduled, this concert, only a day or so, I think it was that day or a day or so after in Boston. He also cancelled it, but then he thought, no, you know what? I want to show the healing power of music and of the human spirit. So we went ahead with it. And this is it. His birthday, 7th of September. And 2 days after that, the great Elvin Jones would have celebrated his birthday, the 9th of September, Elvin Jones. And from that, we heard Earth Jones. Cracking album, that one, going back a few years now. Kenny Kirkland on piano, George Moratz on bass. Wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff indeed. Sonny was cracking on the last time we saw him live, and I remember everyone thought he came forward at the front of the stage, he was getting further and further, and everybody leapt off the stage. Everybody thought he was having a heart attack or something, because he just jumped down to the front of the audience with his saxophone. It wasn't a high stage, I have to tell you, but there we are. Now, I have featured this pianist and his trio once before on the show in one of our country specials, I think. New Zealand pianist Jonathan Crayford, now a New York resident, has been releasing music across multiple genres as a composer of film soundtracks, solo pianos, and many, many classical and opera releases. But it's his last couple of jazz piano trio albums which interest me the most. I played his most recent session, the 2016 East West Moon, last time, and this track is taken from the 2014 album Dark Light. Here's Skyscraper Scaffold. Stuff. Skyscraper Scaffold from pianist Jonathan Crayford and his trio from their 2014 release Dark Light. Great New York trio, Ben Street on bass, Dan Weiss on the drums, and Jonathan on the piano. Incidentally, he has just put out a solo album, a solo piano album of improvised music, which he recorded just before the lockdown came around. I think that's well worth a listen.
Cracking stuff. Really enjoyed that indeed. Very nice and fine lineup as well. I'll be keeping my ears open for him. For this man who's been around for a while and perhaps has been coming to more prominence of late, Julian Large. His latest Squint is out on Blue Note. He is appearing at the LJF London Jazz Festival this year. I don't think, sadly, we're going to have a chance to get and see him down this time around, are we?
Yeah, we are down to see him.
We are going to get him down to see him. I thought we were going to miss him. Because the trouble is, even if you go down, you can't get to see everything because things do tend to clash. And it's usually impossible to get to two concerts at once. And London being what it is, you can't just walk from one place to another like you might do at a festival. We are going to get... That's good. I thought we were going to miss him out this time. I got my mixed messages on what we're getting to and what we're not. So who knows? Might get an interview with the man himself. Anyway, I recommend his new one on Blue Note. Squint. And this track, Booze Blues. No, where is getting him mixed up? So we are going to see Julian Large at the LGF. Sadly,
correct,
we're not going to see Vijay Iyer.
Correct.
Who I thought we were going to get to. I knew there was something that was clashing, but we will be seeing the man we've just heard, Julian Large, with his trio. Dave King, he of the Bad Plus fame on drums, and Jorge Roda on the bass. That was Booze Blues.
You know, he's one of those guys who's been around for a number of years, actually. I look through my collection, find I've got a few of them, and he always flies just below the radar, and you put them on and you go, this is really good. Who's this? Oh, yes, it's Julian Lange. So it'll be nice to see him live and hopefully get a chat. Next, a Sophomore release that caught my ear last year was Unknown Path from the young Florentine guitarist Francesco Zampini. As I say, new name on me. And what a band. Dream Team indeed. Let's hear Dream Team. Italian guitarist Francesco Zampini there with a track from his recently released album Unknown Path, and that was Dream Team, and a dream team indeed they are. Now a resident in New York, Francesco put together a cracking quintet for this session. Xavi Torres on piano, Michelangelo Scandoglio on bass, Bernardo Guerra on the drums, and a special guest, and for me perhaps Russia's best export outside of vodka, and a man who's never blown a bad note in his life, Russian trumpeter Alex Sipayagin, and of course Francesco on guitar.
Terrific stuff indeed, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot, very nice, and not a name I know at all. So many of these great players out there, if you can just sort of wheedle them out of the woodwork, find them on Bandcamp, find them online, find them at your CD store, perhaps, who knows, you just have to go and look sometimes and have open ears. And vinyl, if you've got vinyl, love it, still listen to it. I'm hopefully getting hold of that Charlie Watts album on vinyl with a bit of luck. Anyway, I digress. You're listening to Chris and H jumping in, of course, talking about the London Jazz Festival and coming forwards. Another young man who's going to be playing there. Not as young as he used to be. He's the ripe old age of 18 now. Been around for years, and he has been around for years. Joey Alexander started out at some ridiculously young age of 11 or something. A child prodigy, taught himself to play, and play jazz in particular, at the age of 6. Just by listening to his dad's classic jazz albums. And he won the Grand Prix at the 2013 Master Jam Fest when he was the ripe old age of 9. In 2014, Wynton Marsalis invited him to play at the Jazz at Lincoln Center, and his first album, My Favorite Things, was released in 2015 when he was 11 years old. You get the gist. He's pretty good, to say the least. He's got a new one out. It's great stuff. It's on Verve. It's called Warner. And from that album, have a listen to this. See what you make of it. Can he play? Yes. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jasper from Phronesis. You're listening to Manx Radio with Chris and H.
The Dag Arnesen Trio from their album Norwegian Song 3 on the Lursen label, and that's just simply called Ballad. Dag on piano, Ellen Andrea Wang on acoustic bass there, Pelle Thorsen on drums and percussion, and I don't think we actually heard him on that, and Pelle Mikkelborg also featured on the album playing trumpet and flugelhorn, and beatboxing on one track. I have to dig that one out. Before that, Joey Alexander from his latest, Warner. Again, check it out on Verve, really good. And he is maturing, as we were saying, listening to that as a pianist. He was a child prodigy, but he's also what you do when you stop being a child prodigy and you grow up. You have to develop, don't you? And he definitely is, I think, becoming a more mature piano sound, really going places, and be fascinated to hear where he goes. Joey on piano, Larry Grenadier, acoustic bass, Kendrick Scott drums, Lucito Quintero on percussion, and Drummond on some tracks, not the one we heard on flute. We tried to get an interview with him years ago, but he was about 11 years old. He played an encore, and then his dad took him home to bed.
We had to ask ask his dad if he could do an encore, actually, at the Pizza Express. Fantastic. It was really, really nice indeed. And Ellen Andrea Wang. Did I play her album? It's a really good album.
Yeah, I think you did.
I did play it. That's a good album too. Very, very nice. Well, that is about it for this week's show. More specials to come, of course, but we're seeing which great acts we can catch with for a chat at London Jazz Festival, as we've been saying tonight. But for now, leave you with a single released from, it's a Jazzland release, which is from Norwegians again, the famous record label there. And I think the band best describe their own music. Ubervegelige is the brand new single from Tortuza, that's the band's forthcoming album Bray, featuring Arve Henriksen. This is an ambient journey, abstract, atmospheric, yet underpinned by a relentless chittering beat, evocative of nature like a forest observed from space. Ubervegelige, incidentally, means immovable. Who am I to disagree? See you next week.
Be good.
Bye for now.